This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. There's been another fatal shooting involving private security workers in Iraq. Yesterday, guards with an Australian-owned firm working for a U.S. contractor killed two civilians in Baghdad. The guards fired on a car as it approached their convoy, killing two women before speeding away from the scene. The shooting adds more fuel to the debate over how private security firms operate in Iraq. It was triggered by the Blackwater USA shooting last month, in which at least 17 Iraqi civilians were killed. Earlier this week, the Iraqi government demanded that the U.S. sever its contracts with Blackwater in Iraq. The Iraqi government also wants the security firm to pay millions of dollars to the families of those killed in that shooting. The shooting yesterday involving the Australian firm is now under investigation. Shelling has resumed again today in northwest Pakistan, where battles between troops and militants have killed more than 200 people and sent thousands fleeing. The 5 days of clashes in the tribal regions along the Afghan border are the deadliest since Pakistan threw its support behind the U.S.-led war on terror in 2001. On Tuesday, residents said Pakistani aircraft bombed the village of Epi, killing dozens of militants and civilians. The army said the planes were targeting militant hideouts. Pakistan struck a controversial ceasefire with militants in the tribal region last year. The U.S. criticized the deal, saying it made the region a safe haven for militants. And a federal judge has ruled that a detainee in Guantanamo Bay cannot be sent back to his home country, where he claims he would face torture. Yesterday, a district court judge in Washington, D.C. issued an injunction preventing the planned transfer of the detainee to Tunisia, saying that such a move would amount to a, quote, profound miscarriage of justice. It's the first ruling of its kind, and human rights groups say it could reshape how the Bush administration deals with detainee transfers. State Department officials have said efforts to send many of the remaining 330 detainees back to their home countries have been hampered by resistance from some countries and by the U.S. government's own concerns about human rights issues. And finally, it's Nobel Prize announcement week, and today we have yet another winner. Gerhard Erdl of Germany has won the 2007 Nobel Prize for Chemistry. Erdl has been honored for his studies of chemical reactions on solid surfaces, which is said to have helped clarify why the ozone layer is thinning. Awards for medicine and physics were named earlier this week. Still to come, prizes for literature, economics, and peace. Each award worth $1.5 million will be handed out at a ceremony in Stockholm, December 10th. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org. I'm Rachel Martin, Luke and Allison. Back to you.